Where are we, or when are we?
We're in the void before time itself. Be careful. Your very thoughts can shape reality here.
So, don't think of anything stupid.
Let there be rubber ducks! Sorry. I didn't know this would actually
really
work.
Really, Martin? Fucking rubber ducks?
Focus, everyone! We need to find the source of the temporal fractures.
Look there. Those cracks in the fabric of nothingness. They're spreading.
How do we stop it?
We must weave the threads of time back together. Each of you represents a crucial strand.
I see echoes, moments from history floating by.
There's my childhood. And is that the future?
Don't touch anything. We could unravel existence itself.
Oops, I think I broke something.
The collapse is accelerating! We need to act now!
How? We're not exactly time seamstresses.
Use the watch! It's more than a key. It's a needle. Thread the moments together.
But I don't know how to sew.
It's metaphysical sewing, you idiot. Use your mind.
I'm trying to connect the fall of Rome to the first moon landing.
Why those two specifically?
I don't know. They both felt historic.
It's not enough. The fractures are too deep.
There must be something we're missing. Some key moment.
Well, well, well. If it isn't the timeless wonder and her little sewing circle.
Kronos, but how?
Did you really think you could lock me out of my own realm, Lady of Time?
Who the hell is this guy?
The leader of the Kronos Guild. The one responsible for the temporal fractures.
Responsible? My dear, I prefer the term visionary.
Visionary? You're fucking destroying all of reality, dude.
Freeing it from the tyranny of linear time.
No! He's unraveling our personal timelines!
Why am I suddenly craving baby food?
Why do I feel like I'm going through puberty all over again?
Get off my temporal lawn, you whippersnapper. Back in my day, we didn't have any of this fancy-schmancy time travel nonsense. We walked uphill both ways through the time stream, barefoot, in the snow. Kids these days with your chronopods and your fancy wristwatches think you own the whole continuum. Well, I've been protecting this time-space fabric since before you were a glint in your great-great-grandpappy's eye. Now scram before I have to show you how we used to deal with meddling time travelers the old-fashioned way.
The watch! Use it to anchor yourselves!
Clever, but it won't save you, or time itself.
Everyone, focus your thoughts. We need to push him out of the pre-time void.
You can't defeat me here. I am time itself.
Well, if you're time itself, why do you need a bathroom break every 15 minutes?
How'd you know? That's a medical condition. None of your business.
It's working. Keep pushing.
Oh, I can't hold on much longer.
The watch. It's overloading.
The watch. It was more than a key. It was my heart. I'm dying.
There has to be another way.
Wait, the rubber ducks.
You can't be serious.
They're an anomaly. Something that shouldn't exist here. If we can harness that paradox...
Are we seriously saving all of time and space with rubber ducks?
Hey, don't knock it. I once saved a timeline with a well-placed whoopee cushion.
No, this is important.
It's working! Quick, while he's distracted, weave the timelines back together.
I can see it all. Past, present, future. All converging.
Now, push it all together. Create the singularity.
You mean
the Big Bang? Let's do it now!
Did we do it?
Look around you. What do you see?
It's everything, all at once. But how?
You've become true guardians of time. You can see all of it now, every when.
But what about Kronos?
Let's just say he'll be very busy in a rubber duck factory for quite some time.
And you? Your heart?
Healed. It beats with the rhythm of the cosmos now. And it's no longer just mine. It's ours.
So what now? Do we just go back to our lives?
You can, if you wish. Or You could join me. Help maintain the balance of time. Be true Chrono Guardians.
I'm in!
Me too. Absolutely.
Do we get cool uniforms? And maybe a time surfing board or something?
Then let us begin our eternal watch. For time. For life.
Did you ever play with an ant farm? I did. I'd watch them build their little tunnels, carry food, live their tiny lives. One day I shook the farm, just to see what would happen. The tunnels collapsed. Ants died. But they rebuilt. Different tunnels. Different paths. I wondered, what if someone shook our world? Would we know? Would our history books suddenly tell different stories? Would we remember both versions, or just the new one? Maybe that's what they do. Those grown-ups with the fancy watch. They shake our ant farm, and we never know. We just keep building our tunnels, thinking they've always been this way. Mom says I think too much, that it's just a game, just pretend. But if it's all pretend, why does it feel so real? Why does my chest hurt when I think about all those lives, all those stories being erased and rewritten? I asked my teacher if she'd change history if she could. She said she'd stop wars, save lives. But when I asked if she'd erase me to save a million people, she got real quiet. I think I understand now. It's not about being good or bad, changing things or leaving them alone. It's about being afraid. Afraid of breaking something we can't fix. Afraid of fixing something we shouldn't have broken. Maybe that's why grown-ups invented time travel stories. Not because they want to change things, but because they're scared they already have. And they don't know how to tell us, so they make up stories about watches and choices. When really the choice was made a long time ago, by someone, or something, and we're all just living in the shaken ant farm, building our tunnels, never knowing any different.